Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost. All right, so small business builders, here's the big one. The moment you start thinking, I think I'm ready to work with a marketing agency. It's exciting, right? You've put in the hours, you've grown your customer base, you've built something pretty special, but now you're wondering how to take it to the next level. Now, I get asked this question all the time. Are we ready? So this is when most business owners hit this stage. They've maxed out their personal capacity and they're asking, okay, who can help me scale? A lot of the times it's about, Sam, are we ready to go to the next level? So this episode is for you today. I'm unpacking what it really means to be agency ready. You'll hear how to prepare, what to expect, and which agencies across Australia are delivering results, depending on your business type and budget. So let's dig in. Okay, so segment number one, are you really agency ready? Before you jump on that first discovery call, let's do a quick self-check. Grab a pen or mentally just tick a few boxes, but here we go. Now, you are probably agency ready if you can say yes to at least four of these. You know your brand message and your target audience. You're tracking sales or leads, even if it's just in a spreadsheet. You can commit to a consistent marketing budget anywhere from 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6. 3 to 6 is the optimum. And you've got admin access to your website, socials, and ad accounts. You can make yourself available for one check-in each week, each fortnight, or each month, depending on what agency you do end up working with. And finally, that you get the growth takes testing and time. It's not overnight, people. It's not the magic bullet. If you're nodding along to most of these, well, then you're in a really good place. If not, no worries. Just use that list as your roadmap to become agency ready. And I will put a link in the notes for this episode so that you can grab things like this. If not, you can head over to my website. Segment number two, lead times. Now, this is a question I get asked all the time. Sam, how long does this actually take? So let's start with expectations because this part trips people up all the time. Now, if you are talking to a big growth agency like King Kong, okay, this is the one famous for its bold claims and RO, return on investment obsession, expect your onboarding and campaign setup to take 2 to 4 weeks. Now, this is me just researching on the internet and talking to current and past clients of theirs, right? But the detail in this lead up time is important because they're going to map out your customer journey, build on your funnels and test your copy before they press the go live. Now, at the other end of the scale, there's Propel Digital and Wangaratta. These guys are brilliant. And look, I've worked with these guys and I've seen them working with small regional businesses and local events, and their lead times, sometimes a little shorter, sometimes a little longer, around 4 to 6 weeks, but they're laser focused on strategy and getting your assets exactly right before the launch. And they've got such a little dynamic team that is all focused on certain components within their broader makeup. Now, e-commerce brands, you're not forgotten. Agencies like Digital Performax are your go-to products-based scaling, especially on Shopify and Google. They'll handle your funnels, your data, and a creative all-in-one system. So as a rule of thumb, give it 4 to 6 weeks from your strategy call to your first live ad. Now, if it happens sooner, well, that's great, but make sure that you are managing that expectation that it is going to take some time. They've got to learn about you. They've got to learn about your brand. They've got to get all the mechanics in the background set up and so forth. And it gives them time to build the strategy that you'll actually be part of and you will actually see unfold. So let them do their job. Okay, segment three, cost. What's it going to take? Now, this is a big question I get asked all the time. And the truth of the matter is it's going to depend on your goals and your sector, okay? So, for example, It's my understanding that King Kong is built for serious scaling. Retainers usually start in the mid-thousands per month, but their clients are chasing hard return on investment and fast growth. Now, if you're a smaller business or a regional operator, maybe Propel Digital is more accessible. It's common to see retainers between $1,500 and $5,000 a month, depending on your scope. Now, I know that this is different per client, okay? I am just using this as a bit of an average, so don't come after me, okay? This is just to give you a bit of an idea of scale and different agencies. Now, one of my newest favourite people in this space is Brandon Whittington from Where Are You? Now, he's based in Perth. Now, he flips this model completely. He runs a Done With You program for service-based businesses. You still learn, you implement, and you get coached through the whole process. And he has a 3C framework current at the time of this recording, which is clicks, conversions, and close. Now, for e-commerce growth, Digital Performax runs data-driven campaigns that scale online stores between $2,000 and $8,000 a month. And lastly, for the builders, tradies, and developers listening, Constructive Digital could be your crew. They specialize in lead generation for construction property businesses, generating more than $200 million in a monthly project value. Their online results are pretty awesome. But remember one thing now, and I've only picked on a few or nominated a few agencies. There are literally hundreds across Australia. Whatever you are quoted from your agency, you need to budget about 20 to 30% extra for creative, things like photography, videos, or custom landing pages. Agencies handle the strategy, but you've got to have the great visuals. And that's where you need to invest just that little bit more. And a lot of the times too, talking on personal experience, when you actually ask for the quote, a lot of the really good agencies will actually add that in as a separate line item. So you'll understand that they're going to invest time in photography or videos and or help you set up those custom landing pages. And sometimes if you're a product-based business, you'll have to supply them product so that they can take the photography, do the videos and so forth. Okay, segment number four, daily budgets. How much should you spend on ads? Okay, so this is really around understanding that this number varies, okay? But this is how some of the pros seem to break it down. So King Kong generally recommends starting at 100 to 150 a day, and that gives the algorithm enough data to actually optimize your campaigns. And I think because they are short and sharp, right? Propel Digital, you might start at $30 to $70 a day, depending on what you're doing. Are you running an event-based campaign or so forth? It might even be as low as $12 to $15 per day. But sometimes you've got to go in hard and strong, or the other strategy is to talk to your agency and say, listen, can we start off at $12 to $15 per day, see how it goes after a fortnight, and then scale up? So you've got to be a little bit flexible, and you've got to be able to meet that agency either halfway or the total way. Digital Performance likes to launch around 150 to 250 a day since their clients are retail heavy and quick to test creatives. So really the key takeaway from all this is consistency beats spikes. You may see nothing in 3 days, but huge progress in 3 months. And it does take time. A lot of agencies that I've worked with or have had clients work with, and they come back to me to ask questions, or they might include me in the initial conversation with the agency, is that they'll say somewhere between 3 to 8 months to see a good return. And look, you know, retail is hard at the moment. The competition out there is massive. So I sort of seem to think in my head and rationale behind my head that you won't see results under 3 months. You might be lucky, but the 3 to 8 months or even a little bit longer might be the norm. Okay, segment five, how much time will it take you? So here's the honest bit. Outsourcing marketing doesn't mean disappearing. So during setup, you need to spend 2 to 3 hours a week, mostly on creative approvals, performance reviews, and quick decisions. And after that, it might be as little as an hour a week tops. So working with agencies like Propel Digital, they made it really easy with me. They did quick check-ins every fortnight, just a 30-minute quick check-in, and it was great. I could ask questions, they could showcase what was working and what wasn't working, and they could also say, Sam, now it's time to click on these links to see what we've outlined for the next couple of months. So, but every agency, what I'm trying to say, every agency is different. Brandon's approach of where you are, where are you, is all in the early part of it. So he teaches you what's happening under the hood so that you understand why things work. He's got a lot of great videos as well where you can actually find out firsthand for service-based businesses how the process is going to work and what the landscape with Meta and Google is all about. So momentum comes from consistent communication, and that's where most campaigns win or lose. So not only have you got to be consistent in the ad spend and the creative and allowing the agency to do their work, but you've also got to maintain that consistent communication. You know, make sure that when they say, listen, can you meet once a fortnight or once a week, that you can commit to doing that. Okay, segment number 6 is getting your ducks in a row. So let's talk prep. Now, before your agency can help you, you need to have your essentials in order. You need to make sure that your Google business profile is verified. You need to make sure your social media and ad accounts are ready to share. And that might be as simple as making sure that Instagram and Facebook are connected through Meta. And that you're going to be able to give them access so that you've actually gone in and done the heavy lifting behind the scenes and making sure that Meta has all your personal and your business details up to date. You need to make sure that you can log into your website and that if you have to, and you will have to, you can grant access as an admin to a creative agency to be able to access your website, to be able to do all that mechanical behind the scenes stuff that they need to do to make your ads sing. You need to have your brand assets in a row. So you need to make sure that you've got good copies of your logos, that you've got a bit of an image library happening, and God forbid if you have some great video that they can also use, that is advertisional, as well as testimonials. Testimonials are good. They may ask you for those as well. And the testimonials can be written Google or video testimonials. Each agency will have its own requirements or own ideas, especially when the creative teams kick in behind those agencies. And analyticals, you know, make sure you've got Google Tag Manager and GA4 correctly installed. If not, they may offer that as a service as part of the onboarding. So don't stress if you haven't got that part set up, but just maybe let them know that you have got it set up or you haven't. Now, I know that all sounds boring and you've probably switched off and gone, oh, I need more coffee, Sam, but this is the backbone of every great campaign, is having those digital ducks in a row. So some of the agencies, as I said, actually have that set up built into their process. So Construct Digital, for example, and I'm pretty sure all the others do too, they have that built in the setup or the onboarding process, but you need to ask them that. All right, segment number 7, not quite ready. Try the do-it-yourself or the done-with-you route. Now, if you are thinking, I love this, Sam, this is really cool, but oh, I don't think I'm quite ready there for an agency, that's okay. I'm not saying as a small business advisor, this is the route that you need to go. This is what businesses ask me, especially if they're looking to scale or if they've had a small business that's been ticking over for the last 12 to 24 months and they actually want to give it a good shot in the arm for a couple of months, okay? So this is how to bridge the gap. You could start with a digital mentor through the Melbourne Innovation Centre's Digital Solution or ASPAS programs. And I know I'm a bit biased because I've been part of the program for 6-7 years now, and I love it because I've met hundreds of businesses right across Victoria, and it's a really worthwhile program going to because it's self-driven. You know, you apply, you talk through the mentor with the mentor, and then you say, this is what I want to work on over my 3 1-hour sessions. And then you've got all the webinars and the workshops and stuff that you can access through the portal for free once you've paid that initial money. Okay, you can try a 3-month mini campaign with a smaller local agency, and it's a good test run to do that. And one of my favorites is play with AI tools. Use ChatGPT to brainstorm content, Canva to polish visuals, and tools like adcreative.au to create mock ads.
you know, play, because sometimes that best training ground is just getting your hands dirty. And I'm not talking about spending your, you know, $150 a day at that level. This might be the toe in the water step. This might be the $12 to $15 over a fortnight, because you really do need a fortnight just to get some tracking happening to see how people are responding to your ads. Okay, segment eight. Now, this is a question I get asked all the time. Sam, can you refer? Can you recommend? Or I tend to give people quite a few options when they come to me and ask me about, Sam, what agency is right for me? Okay, now you can Google it. You can get AI to check it all out. Okay, but at the end of the day, how do you choose? So these are four questions every one of us as a small business owner should be asked before we sign anything. Number one, what results have you achieved for businesses like mine? So it might be the same sector, it might be the same size of business, but you've got to ask, what are the results? You know, what are the industry trends that you've seen? Number two, who owns the ad accounts and creative assets? This is huge. When I've worked with agencies, a lot of them will actually hand the creative assets over because they've got no need for them once the relationship or the contract has ended. And then you can re-check those and go on and do similar campaigns down the track yourself if you're game, or use them just as, you know, tiles through your socials, etc., or videos. Number three, how often will we meet or review results? This is really important because every digital agency is different. As I said, they might want to meet weekly, fortnightly, or monthly, depending on the ad spend and the way that they set things up. Every one of them is different. And a lot of the agencies too will tailor to your schedule as well. So, you know, don't be frightened to say, oh, I'd like to meet more regular, or, you know, can we do a larger meeting once a month? And what happens if the results don't improve after 90 days? Okay, so this is where you need to have that idea of a benchmark or somewhere where you can actually stop for a minute, pause, reflect on the last 90 days, see what's worked and what hasn't, and where to next. Now, the best agencies love these questions because it signals a client who is ready to grow and is aware that it takes time. So, segment nine, future-proofing, growing in the AI era. Now, let's zoom out for a second. Modern marketing is moving really fast, right? The amount of podcasts, emails, webinars, workshops I go to on a weekly and monthly basis is just mind-blowing because so much is changing. Algorithms are changing from week to week. Each platform is coming in. You know, it's such a competitive space, not only for us as marketers and business advisors, but for creatives and agencies and for the platforms itself. So one of the reports I've recently read is Driving Growth in the AI Era, the CMO's new playbook. Now, CMOs just aren't brand managers anymore. They're growth architects. And I think for me, I can learn a lot as a small business owner off the big boys and then sort of shrink it down to a small business landscape. So agencies like King Kong and Digital Performax are leveraging AI to close the intelligent gaps, and they're using it to translate real data into personalization that actually moves the needle. And the takeaway from that is AI isn't replacing creativity. It's really supercharging it. Now, I'm not saying that the other agencies are not using AI. I'm just noticing online and through websites and their information and feedback and so forth that that's what these two boys and girls are doing. So have a think about that because that comes into play. Segment 10, the Aussie agency roundup. Okay, so let's recap where everybody fits. Now, this is only my opinion, people, and I could be wrong, but I think King Kong are for businesses who want fast return on investment driven scaling. Propel Digital are perfect for small regional businesses and events. I've worked with Propel Digital, and they're a great team to work with. Where you are, Brandon Willingtons, well, I just love Brandon because why? He says it how it is. There's no froth and bubble. He's honest. He may annoy you because he's so blunt, but he's got a wealth of knowledge. And his program works really well with service-based founders or providers who want to learn marketing hands-on. So that's a really good agency to check out. And Digital Performax, they're really good for e-commerce and online retail growth. So have a look at those guys, and don't forget to check out Constructive Digital if you are in the construction or trades profession, and they really get serious about qualified leads. Now, no matter what your size or sector, there's a path that fits you. And like I said, I've only highlighted these guys. I'm not getting any comebacks or any payments for this, but this is just me honestly analysing who is out there, who's cutting above the noise in the marketplace, and who is showcasing their results, showcasing their processes, and they've got businesses singing their tunes. And, of course, I've worked with some of them and referred a lot of businesses to them. So, segment 11, resources and next steps. So if today's episode has got you thinking, which it should, and you're not ready, just ready to call an agency yet, there are some free prep tools. So you can use Google Analytics No. 4 setup guides. You can use the Meta Ad Library for competitor research. You can use Canva Brand Kit for cohesive visuals, and Canva's good for that. There's lots of Canva workshops. There's a lot of people out there teaching Canva, like myself, Melbourne Innovation Centre, even your local government areas and your local, local education centres will have Canva experts who are probably funded through a range of different programs to show small businesses how to use Canva. CSIRO's Australia AI Ecosystem Report's a good one. And, of course, as I mentioned, the Digital Solutions Mentor Program through the Melbourne Innovation Centre, because you've got 30 mentors or 29, including moi. You don't have to go with me. But there are experts in every field. And look, we have to go through quite a process to become a digital solutions mentor. So, you know, we've got to prove that we know what we're talking about. We've got all of these checklists and ticks and balances on board, and you've got a program, and you can pick and choose with your mentors, and you can find out about them online through Melbourne Innovation Centre's Digital Solutions Program. So, when you're ready to go that pro level, make sure that your foundational work is in place, because it will save you months. And I think personally it will save you some bucks. And that's what you need to do as a small business. So there it is. That's the full rundown. I hope I haven't bored you to tears. So whether you're ready to scale with King Kong, collaborate locally with Propel Digital, learn the ropes with Brandon Willington, go e-commerce with Digital Performax, or dominate your trade niche with Constructive Digital, the message is the same. Real growth starts when you combine your prep, have that clarity, and you're willing to partner, because it is a partnership, you know, because they're going to have to act like it's your business is their business. So if you are thinking, help Sam, I think I'm agency ready, well, then guess what? You probably are. Now go get them. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Ciao for now.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.